one more time with all of your heart. God bless you, Salazar's.
Oh, how I love him. How I adore him. You're my breath. Yes, Lord, my sunshine. You're my all in all. We love you, Lord, the great. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Became my Savior and all God's fullness.
Can we sing it to him one more time?
Dwelleth.
Amen. Just tell him you love him tonight, friends.
Oh, how I love him. How I adore.
Yes, dear Lord.
My breath. The great Creator became my Savior. Make it personal. Your Savior. And all God's fullness dwelleth in me. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. May he receive all the glory and all the honor tonight. He's worthy and he deserves it. I guess it's getting warm and it's getting drier. Thank you, musicians. Wow, you're quiet, huh? Well, the beginnings of the meetings, and I'm not a new face. In fact, I'm an old face. I don't need introductions. But if you don't know me by now, you will know me by the end of the service, right? So that's good because we can save some time, right? Nevertheless, I'm approached this Wednesday as a regular Wednesday service. So you know that our local, you know me. Not local, local. Local. I have to make sure you understand my pronunciation. And I don't mind to be crazy as long as, you know, just leave me that be that way. Because I'm crazy for the Lord anyway. So, you know me. So, just take it as a regular Wednesday service. But it's the beginning of the meetings. And today is the first day of this meeting, so it is a privilege and an honor to be able to do, to take this service and to make a, to be a service to you and the bride. And I just pray that we can say something that will help you along the journey, to help you to get a further, to move forward, closer to him. And that's all my desire. Amen. So, the title of my sermon tonight is Perfect Unity. Not just unity, but it's perfect unity. Amen. You have heard me before preaching unity. In fact, I looked at my records, and the last time I preached on unity was a year ago. Same time, around the same time. But you know, food in due season. That was a year ago, but today is a new day. It's a different day. Amen. Same God, but different day. And he might have something, you know, different than a year, better than a year ago. Thank you, Brother Carbo. So let's read John 17:23. This is Jesus delivering his speech, or speaking before he will depart. That was how close it was. This is his last prayer. So, you know, in America, in other places, when somebody is dying or departing, You know, the last words are very important. They want to give the last advice. You know, they want to give the last instructions or whatever he wants the children or the family or the followers to do. So that is important at that point, because we want to fulfill his dream. We want to fulfill his desire.
Amen.
You know? So he's Jesus. He says, I in them and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one. So that's perfection. Perfect unity. Jesus in the Father in him, and him in us.
Yes.
You can find no perfect unity. So you're ready. If you have the Holy Ghost, you're a Christian, you are in perfect unity.
Amen.
And that the world may know that thou hast sent me. So this unity is going to produce something. Because if you are united with Christ through Jesus, then there's somehow somebody has to know it.
Lord.
You cannot walk around, you know, God and I are buddies. Well, we need to know it.
Sure.
You have to show it.
Right.
It says, so the world may know that thou hast sent me and that hast loved them and thou hast loved me.
Amen.
So see, we're going to have to go a little further to find out how the world is going to know that I love God and he loves me.
Right.
And he loved Jesus. Because Jesus Christ with the disciple, he told them one time, a new commandment says I give unto you. A new commandment to love one another.
Yeah.
And by this, the people, the world we know that you are my what? Disciples indeed.
Amen.
By what? By the love that you have for one another.
Yeah.
Unity, perfect unity should produce love.
Amen.
For your brothers.
Amen.
For the body.
Amen.
Then let's read Psalm 133 right quick as well. A son of the degree of David. Behold, you know, how good and how pleasant it is when the brethren or brothers dwell together in what?
Unity.
In unity. So that's why we are here. We came together to be together and dwelling in what? In unity. Because that is going to show the love of God and how much you love your brother. It shows unity. You cannot be in love with God, united with God, and not united with the body. It has to be that way. He said, it is like precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard, that went down to his skirts and his garment, as the dew of Hermon, and as the dew that descend upon the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord commanded blessings, even life evermore.
Amen.
Amen. So, I'm going to let you sit because you're going to be sitting for a while. So just bear with me. What was the Holy Ghost given for? I got this quote. It is given the unction. We talk that an unction is what come down, you know, an anointing, an unction that come down in the head of Aaron and down to the beard and down to his skirts. He says, the unction is given to preachers. He says, it is to give holiness to the group.
Glory.
So unity should produce what? Holiness.
Amen.
Without holiness, we shall not see God.
Right.
It is to set the church in order.
Amen.
We need the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
We need that unction.
Yes.
When we come, get together, united, we need that unction to come down. See, because you're not going to get it out there. It's when we come together. I'm not saying that out there in your closet is, you know, you're not closer to God and you can pray. But when we come together, that's what we ask you. you know, to come to church, because this uniting is going to produce holiness. It's going to produce order. And it's to bring the unity of the Spirit. How can we learn unity if we don't unite ourselves with the group, with the body? You cannot unite with me through, you know, internet, maybe by spirit, but not by normally, you know, physically. He says, bring unity of the spirit that is to unite us together with what?
Power.
It is to unite us together with what? Love. By this you shall know that you are my disciples indeed. See, that we are united, him in Christ and Christ in us, and that should produce what? Brotherly love. So don't you like to be with your brothers and sisters? That's why I don't stay home. Because I love you. I see in you, brother. Leo, wife. You too, Brother Saul. Brother Manuel. And wife. And she must be who? The daughter or in the middle?
Friend.
Oh, thank you. Welcome.
Abby.
Well, welcome to a midweek service. Now, Brother Brown said, greater than Solomon is here. So I pray that someday I will see the great uniting together of all the body of Jesus Christ coming together. This is the time. This is the season. As one great big body. Then, cannot happen before, then, it's mean after, we come together, we unite, then the what? The rapture. You see how important it is that we come and get united? Do you want to get out of here?
Yes.
Me too. Let's get united.
Yes.
Let's God give us what we need to. Keep us in order. Give us brotherly love. In fact, if you look at the pyramid, that is the last one just before the capstone.
Amen.
So without brotherly love, we are not living here.
Amen.
Before we open the scripture, let us pray. I'm going to read this prayer and then we can sit down. Dear God, a silence swept over the building just then when I said, let us pray. We are all very conscious tonight that there is a God in heaven who knows the secret of the hearts. As Daniel said in his day, there is a God in heaven, and you know the secret of our hearts. And I would pray tonight, dear God, that you would reveal to us your Son in the power of his resurrection, to forgive us all our iniquities and to heal all our diseases. Speak through thy word, O eternal God, and let the Holy Spirit take it and plant it into the listener's heart, that there might come forth out of there a great revival. One of the old-fashioned type,
yes,
that would sweep from coast to coast before Jesus come. Grant it, Lord. Save the lost tonight. Heal the sick. For we ask this thing in Jesus' name, thy Son.
Amen.
Amen. You can be seated. Like I said, I am happy to be here tonight, to be among those that believe what I believe, those that I love and I fellowship throughout the years. Ephesians 4:3-6 says, this is the value. This is the belief that we share. We believe in one body, in one spirit, even our calling hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God, and his name is Lord Jesus Christ. One Father who is above all and through all and in all. See, and then I skipped 3, but I put 3 at the end. Verse 3, it says, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bonds of peace. Endeavoring means to make an effort.
Right.
To make an effort, you got to get there. You have to be active.
Amen.
See, to make an effort to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Well, making an effort, that's what I am here tonight. I made an effort to be in church. Why? Because I like to partake of the fellowship and the unity of the body. See? It doesn't matter how, you know, tired I am. It doesn't matter if I had to get up in the morning. It doesn't matter what I had to do. I made an effort. It takes an effort. If it wasn't an effort, there's no sacrifice. But we had to make a sacrifice. We all got to make sacrifices. And that's why he says, make an effort, you know, to be in the house of the Lord. Brother Branham says, you're not in time and sign. He says, now, see where we are living. The uniting times, when we see these things being united. So last night, I saw the State of the Union address. You're talking about times of uniting times. From the very beginning, the first 10 minutes that Biden, the president, spoke, all was about unity. Unity. He spoke 10 minutes about Ukraine and Russia, what's going over there, and everything after that was about uniting. We are united, you know, the West and the East, you know, the UN and the countries that participate, and we are together. And we are going to come together and do this and do that. So everything was about unity. And at the end, he didn't finish. The end was America. See, we are going to be united. He's trying to unite. He can't even unite the Democrats with the Republicans, but he's going to unite America anyway. Good luck with that one. But, this is not about politics, but this is about uniting times. Oh, why we fail to see those things, he says. You can look and hear in the scriptures and see where that it is promised, what he would do, how we see it coming to pass. We see in the church what he promised to do. We see it coming to pass. We see nations uniting together. We see the isms uniting together. We see the churches uniting together. It is uniting times, he says. It is the hour of uniting. That is the spirit of the age. And that's why they're feeling the spirit of the age, because God is uniting the bride. See? But they feel it. So that is the spirit of the day, he says. Of the hour. That's the spirit of the age. We have got to unite. It is not an option, people. No rapture, no unity. Disunity, hate, bitterness, fighting. That's the alternative of not uniting. So we need to unite if we want to see the get out of here. It says, we got to unite. Everything you talk about has gone to be organized. Even the government won't receive it. Now, I'd like to approach this subject of unity, perfect unity, in a different way. It could be kind of orthodox, but that's me. Anyway, I'm backwards with everything. But I want to approach this subject of unity of the body of Christ using the three dramatic principles of unity. We have any drama majors over here? Drama majors? So there's three principles of unity that they must be present in a drama, in a play, in order for that play to be successful. Okay? Well, I'm going to teach you something that you don't know. I'm glad. See? You're going to learn something. So it's not going to be a waste. You're going to learn. Now, this dramatic principle of unity, these three principles, and these three principles are uniting of action. The other one is uniting of times. And the other one is uniting of place. Now, these three things have to be present in a drama. Don't worry, I know what I'm doing. I know where I'm going with this. Don't start giving me that look. I know where I'm going. I know where I'm standing. And that is the way I'm going to approach this subject. I told you it was going to be different. Here's what Brother Branham says, so I can have some background. So you don't know I'm taking this from the air, making it up. I'm not making nothing up. I'm not that smart. He says three kinds of believers. And there is a great drama. Now that he said it, are you believing now? Being said. And the angels are standing over the skies watching. Amen. You know what a drama is? Well, I already checked. You guys don't know what a drama is, but you know. You've seen dramas. The actors are ready. You are the actors. You're playing. You have a part in this drama. And you can see them acting. You can see the evil one acting. Oh, he's always faithful. And he's a good actor. You can see the villain of the play, how he's come on in the scene with cunningness and deceitfulness. See, I learned that in a good play or drama or movie, it's three things that make a good, you know, drama. You have to have a villain, you know. You have to have the bad guy. And then you have to have the star, the good boy, you know, the one that is going to save the last person, the girl. The villain is after the girl, but he's going to save the day. See, and that's, the plot goes down from there. But that's all it is. And that's the same thing here. The plot is that way. Satan trying to destroy, and God is the one that saves us from the evil one. But you can also see the rapture of the church, making herself ready. She's doing her part in the drama. The devil is doing his part, but she's doing her part, making herself ready. It is a great scene. You can see the presence of God vindicating and making the great drama that foretold here in the Bible. See, the Bible is God's word. That's the script. That is the drama. Everything is written in the Bible. And we cannot get away from there. If it's in the Bible, we do it. If it's not, we don't do it, because that is a drama. That's the composer book. It says, what a time to live, the most glorious time. The man of all ages has longed for this time. The prophets of old longed to see the hour, but was not privileged. But you are privileged. So the dramatic principle of unity in the drama play, we said unity of action, unity of time, and unity of place. Let's take the first one. Unity of action. So unity of action means this principle is part of the plot and is the principle that controls the entire drama. Mm-hmm. It is the higher and controlling law that controls the drama. Because it has to be a composer. He writes the book. And that is what is going to control the drama.
Right.
That's called unity of action. No other action besides what is in that book is allowed.
Right.
That is the only action.
Right.
Now it says over here in the three kind of believers. But you can also see the rapture church. And I already read you that, but I want to repeat it. I want to make an illustration. Making herself ready. It is a great scene. You see that the presence of God vindicating and making the great drama that is foretold here in what? In the Bible. You want to know about the drama? It's in the Bible. You don't want to know what the end is going to be? Read the drama. You want to know what you're supposed to be playing? Read the drama. It's already been written. All you have to do is just find yourself in the drama, find yourself in the, and then do that. It says then, the Bible tells us, you know, that is the book, and that is the one that controlled the booth, the composer. And that's what we want to do. And when we come to church, that's what we want to do. We have to unite in action. But the action has to come from the book, from the script. So I hate to say this, but I know we hear it a lot. So I want to put my little penny in. But, you know, I read the book, and the book said, do not forsake yourself to assemble. But that's what the drama book says. So you want to be united in action? Then you have to come to church. Don't forsake the assembly. That is your part in the drama. You want us to get out of here? Do your part. Come to church. Because that's what the book says. The book also says, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. So not only you make it to church, but now you're going to have to make that body, that carcass, to praise the Lord. You got to make that body to worship God. Don't sit there like a lump in a, you know, whatever, in a log, whatever it is, or a pickle. Or a I don't know. You made an effort to come. You fulfill that part of your script. Now, don't sit there like, okay. Oh, how much I love him. Listen. Do your best. And I know that's not your best. Everything that has breath says what? Praise the Lord. Use your hands. Use your body. God has given it to you. He has saved you. He has kept you. He has protected you. He has blessed you. God has been good to you. Fulfill that part of the plan. Don't come over here like, you know, you're tired. You know, that doesn't matter. Your body could be tired. Just drag it to church. And then tell him, sit down and leave me alone. It's my turn. You had your chance. It is my turn now. And I came here to praise the Lord and to worship him because he deserves, he's worthy. So shut up and sit there until I'm done. Hallelujah. Then everything that has breath, praise the Lord. And then in Hebrews 13:15, he said, by him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifices of praises to God continuously. Yes. Not when you like it or when you're happy or when you're sad. Continuously. The situation doesn't matter. What matters is that we fulfill the part of the drama. We are acting. And acting requires action. Faith without action is dead. Coming to church and not acting your part is dead. Not dead physically, but dead, you know, spiritually. You're just there. Oh, okay. The fruit of your lips giving thanks to his name. So at least try to open your mouth when you worship him. At least move your lips because it says the presence of your lips. You cannot be fulfilling your part in this drama or acting up your part if your lips are not moving at least. So at least try it. Even if your body don't like it, try it. After a while you get in the you know, the spirit of the thing, you know. We're talking about united in action. And another one here that I found, it says, I will therefore that men pray everywhere. It says, lifting up holy hands without wrath and doubting. You know, so this thing about praying and let us pray. Okay, amen. Or let us sing a song. And, you know, some of you, and I'm not talking to anybody in particular, but I know. I come here every day. I know what it is. You know, take that body and command that body to worship the Lord. Lift your holy hands, you know, and worship God. With your body, with your mind, with your soul, with everything that is in you. Fulfill your part in your drama. Just don't come to waste any time, your time or anybody's time. That is what my script says I'm supposed to be doing. One more thing. I know it's so many things, but this is another one. And I already gave you this one. Not forsaking ourselves together. Amen. So everybody has a part. And that starts with coming to church. Do you think I'm making that up? No. You have the same book, and you read the same book, and you believe the same God, and you believe the same things I believe. This is not only for me, or for the pastor, or for Andy, for ministers. If you're not here, the dynamics change completely. I know. See, the dynamics are different today. But when you don't come, because you are not there to unite everybody else united in worship, it changes the dynamic. Now we have to work twice as much. Can you imagine if my leg don't want it to come to church tonight? I mean, this is a body, and it functions together. Can you imagine my leg decide to stay home today? Well, I'm going to come here happy anyway. I will come. But it's going to be harder. And I'm going to have a hard time driving with one leg. And I'm going to be hopping in church. And then I'm so tired, I'm going to sit down for a while. Well, when one of you are missing, there's not a part in church, the church cannot function the same. You might don't think that you know, that's nothing. But it's a lot. One, can you imagine your bowels one day to decide, I'm going to shut down. You're going to be in pain. In fact, you won't be able to do anything until you can tell that bowel, you know, come on, you need to keep working. I can't hold it no more. Can you imagine? That's what happened in the body. When one don't come, when one hurt, we all are hurting. And we cannot, we could continue functioning, but not the way we should. Because if we want to unite, we need to come together as one. Not as one minus and one minus. No, that's not what my script says. It says we have to unite if we want to get out of here. Because in that uniting, we create an atmosphere. We create a presence. We create an anointing. We'll come down. And God will teach us. Amen. So the second unity is time. Unity of time in a good drama. And this is what Brother Branham says. The mighty God unveiled before us. And that's what is the matter today, my Lutheran brothers, my Baptist brother, my Pentecostal brothers. Message brother. Let's bring it home, eh? All my brothers, he said, that includes us too. From different denomination. That's what is. See, you are trying to give a note that hits back in the days of Luther. See, you're still looking backwards. Yeah, the message of Luther was good and the message of Moses was good, but that's not our message today. See, unity of time. The time is different today. Different times, different message that we had to unite around it. It says, trying to give notes a hit back in the days of Luther, Wesley, like that, when the music sheet are here, show that it's another day. See, we cannot live in the light of Luther. He was a reformer. We appreciate that part. But that's not the part today. That was a good part. And we drag that part. We're doing all seven ages. But we're not living in the, you know, time past. This is different times. It says, we are way over here at the back of the book. See? We are not out there in Genesis or Revelation. We way here in Revelation. It says, we are living in the past. See, some of message believers are still living in the past. That's why we don't have uniting. We cannot unite. We can unite around a piece of, you know, Kentucky Fried Chicken, potlucks, and everybody's happy. Thank you. Amen. Yeah, we can do that around food. Around cakes, but when it comes with the word of God, see, some people are living in the wrong times. Somebody back in the cross, they in the past, nothing wrong with the cross. We needed the cross. You see, we are not living in the past, and some are living in the future. They're out of time. They're not in this time. God is an ever-present God. He is God today. And today he has something else for you. Sunday was nice. It was good. But today, you cannot be eating manna from yesterday. You know what happened to the manna when they picked it up and they tried to save it and they wanted to eat it? It's spoiled. And that's what we have in this message. Some people that are really spoiled. Living in the past. Not in the times. You need to fulfill your part today, in this day, in this time. You know, we had people that came to this church, and I've been here many years now. You know, they come from other churches, Brother Doug, you know that. And then you see them here for a while, and then they leave. But you know, when they came over here, they started, well, you know, when I was out there in the other church, you know, we don't do it that way. Yeah. See, they're living in the wrong time. Yeah. And then they drag it over here. Well, that was in your, well, I don't know. Over there, we didn't preach too long. Oh. we always have Sunday afternoon. Oh, just, but that's, see, they come here, they sit down, and they're living in another time. So you think they're going to get anything today in the present when they're still looking backwards? They need to leave that God by God and let's move forward. We need to move to today, to right now. But see, they worry about yesterday. Some of them are gone. They've been here for a while and, you know, well, I don't like the way you were doing the communion. That's not what we did back there with the bread. Oh, my God. So what? This is a new day, a new church, a new time, a new pastor, a new everything. Not that we are new, but this is what we do here. That is our culture. That is our discipline, orders. But when people start doing that, you know what happened? They're not synchronizing with the time that they're supposed to be. Then you don't see them no longer. Let me just go back even a little further than that. Some of you are still living in the past, in the wrong time. You taking a stroll in memory lane. Satan come and like to condemn you. You did this and that and the other. You know, and then we are oppressed, you know, because we are thinking about the things that I've done. And the things that the choices, the wrong choices that I did, and the mess that I had done with my life. But that's by God. That was yesterday. But Satan likes to keep you in the past, so you don't progress to the front, and there will be no unity. He cannot stop unity, but he can stop the progress a little bit, because Brother Brown says the rapture is overdue. So some of us are living in the past. You need to forget about that time. God already forgave you. He saved you. He filled you with the Holy Ghost. So you need to move forward and leave that behind. I'm not saying that you will forget it, but stop living in the past. Let's move to the... But brother so-and-so and sister did this to me and did that to me. And we're still living in the past. And the church is trying to move forward. Missing one toe or one leg. What is out there in memory lane, you know? And this Satan. Satan out there, he's a good adversary. I mean, he's played his part good. He knows what he's doing. In fact, I think he knows what he's doing more than some of the message believers are doing, I think. He's faithful. He's come to church every time it's church. See? But Satan is out there sometimes. He goes to the sea of forgiveness. God has taken all your sins, forgiven, and threw them in the sea. And if you make more mistakes, ask God to forgive you. He will forgive you. He will clean your unrighteousness. And he don't remember anymore. So see, something is coming to you, trying to remember something you did in the past. But that's not God. That is Satan trying to stop you, stop your progress. Because if you stop one, that's all it takes. If you are part of the body and you are not in, united with the body, that's just enough to hold progress. And then we struggle. We do. We miss you and we struggle. But we need everybody that professes this tabernacle and the pastor as a pastor and the church.
Right.
We need you.
Right.
Because without you, there's no uniting, and without you, there's no rapture.
Right.
You need to see the importance of just staying.
Yeah.
And we come to church and we have so many problems. And the preaching is going forward, but you're still in Walmart or somewhere. You had a trouble back there. You need to forward, kind of fast forward to this time, right here, right now. That doesn't matter. In fact, that's not going to get you anywhere. It's going to get you further back. Satan is fishing in a fishing hole that said no fishing. See? And he brings stuff to your remembrance. You know what you need to do? Tell Satan, back off. Enough is enough. Yes, I know what I did. In fact, I got a list of things that I did that you don't know. I'll show you my list. But at the bottom is God forgave me all these things. And then we move forward. We need to move forward. And Satan's tactic is to keep you back. So you will not unite in the times that we are living right now. You know this is the time of the coming of the Lord. And everybody has to be in the right place, in the right position, praying the right drama part. He says, the last one is called the unity of place. So that's a third principle of the dramatic construction of a drama. And this is what he says. This is what Brother Brown says. Now, the only way that you ever going to be able to do it, my brother, is this. I'm brother of the world, of the different parts of the world. See, because you're probably trying to figure out how we're going all unite together that day and the rapture's going to happen. Don't worry, it's already in the script. It says, you have a question, a biblical question about your part and your drama. Go on the script and read it. Or ask the pastor, somebody. He says, he might say, the only one way for that to happen is like this. For the director to do. And who is the director tonight? The Holy Spirit.
Glory.
But the Holy Spirit needs hands and a mouth and ears. So I'm directing. But I'm just opening my mouth and let the Holy Ghost do the directing. You are the symphony and I am the director. But I'm not the one that is directing. The Holy Spirit in me has the authority over you. And you don't need no one to teach you, but your Holy Spirit in you should say amen. You should agree with the Holy Spirit that is in the pulpit. It's not me. He is the one directing. But somebody has to direct. He needs to have hands. And when the pastor comes, when I don't care, whoever comes over here, you get ready to act. And watch the director. See? He said he had to get the same spirit that the composer said for the director to do. He has to get in the same spirit of the composer, and that is God. He wrote the book. He says, I line up with God. The composer was in. See, in the same spirit the composer was in. So Brother Brown said, if I had the spirit of Derringer, what do you think I do? I go and rob bands, you know? If I have the spirit of a great pianist, I will play piano. But if I had the spirit of God, what would you do?
Right.
You play the part that the composer wrote with you through the leading of the Holy Ghost. And sometimes we want to come to church, and I'm directing, and you want to play another part. You come with another agenda.
Right.
How can we unite if we're not all in one accord, in one mind, in...
Right.
I'm directing. The Holy Spirit's in this pulpit. He's directing. And the Holy Spirit's in your heart. We should unite, at least that enough to unite each other. But sometimes we come with different agendas. And that's not in my book, those agendas. I don't know where they get it. I don't care where they got it. Really, I'm not going to worry about it, but it's not in my book. And if it's not in my book, I will not talk about it. I will not preach about it. Because it don't line up with the book. He says, the composer was saying, then he got it, see? And when the church, the symphony, now he changed to drama, to a symphony, that is the same thing in a play. The symphony itself, he says, the church, The symphony itself, where the world is watching for this sign and wonders. And when the church, the composer, the church, the actors, the composer, and the director, and we all get in the same spirit, what do you think can happen here tonight? If we get in the same mind of the spirit, the same mind of God, playing the same part that God composed for you and I tonight. You need healing, you can have it. It is in my script. Whatever you need tonight, you can have. But you know what? Trolls off is we come with different mind. You can have the only mind that is allowed here, the mind of the spirit right now. That's it. See? Then the whole symphony is right in harmony. You know what harmony means? Unity. And that is the only way you and I can be united. That the composer, we line up with the composer, we let the spirit lead, and you act. You don't have to think. This is so easy. You don't have to think what part you need to play. See, when the director is leading and says, you know, God is good, and the choir says what? Amen. Amen. That is your part. So next time I say that, I want to hear a screaming. Amen. That's your part. Tonight your part is to say amen to the word of God. And I will direct you. God is good. God loves you. Amen. See? I'm directing the symphony. And we're getting in one accord. See? And you are not, your mind is not wandering someplace else. But this is the time, this is the place. What other place? You're not going to have this in your house. As much as you can pray and you can read your Bible, you got more of the body, more of Him here than you have at home. I'm not saying that it's not good to do, pray, read your Bible. That you need to do. That's part of your play. That's what the Bible says. You need to do that as part of your drama. But when you come to church, there's more of God here than in your closet. And you know, that's what Satan don't want you and I to unite. Because he knows what's going to happen when you and I unite.
Hallelujah.
When you and I unite, we tell Satan, back off. We don't want you here. Because there's power in unity. We just read it. There's strength in unity. That's what happened in the Tower of Babel. When God saw that, he said, there's nothing that impossible for those guys to do now that they came in one mind and in one accord. And that wasn't even God work. See? So can you imagine if they could do that out there and it's not even God directed? Can you imagine what you and I can do here tonight if we come in one mind, in one accord? Forget about your beans burning. Forget that you had to wear. The time is now.
Right.
Here. And concentrate and focus on that.
Right.
He says, and when the composer and the director get the same spirit of the composer, anything could happen.
Right.
The whole symphony is right in harmony with the world, with the word. See? Big Brother Branham claps his hand together three times. Three times is three is the number of what? Perfection. I'm not too much into numerology, but I like it. We read Psalm 133, 3:3, and it has three verses. I'm not going to make nothing, but that's complete perfection. I'm going to go back to it before if I have time. He says, so the whole symphony said the director and the composer must be in the same spirit. And I'm telling you, I am in that spirit right now, tonight. He says, and so must the musicians, I'm not talking exactly to the musician, but the choir, the symphony, the musicians, he said, be in the same spirit. But you musician can, you know, benefit from this. That's why we pray before we come to church. That's why we try to get together, unite, and pray so we can come and be in one accord. We in the same spirit, because if we're not, something is going to fail.
Right.
We don't want to. I didn't make this effort to come to church so I can fail.
Right.
You know why? Because God cannot fail. That's the only thing he cannot do.
Right.
And he promised me that he was going to bless me. How I can fail?
Yeah.
Tonight he will do exactly that. Whatever he purposes in his heart to do tonight,
right,
he will do it. The director and the composer must be in the same spirit, and so must the musicians be in the same spirit. That's what we come early. That is my part. I'm going to tell you about another part. Brother Branham says, your message says, to be in church in the last minute before the, you know, the director gets in the platform. What is your part? Tell me, what is your part? How early or how late can you be at church? Tell me, you know. At least a half hour, right?
Sure, right.
Some of you still coming in the last minute.
Right.
How can you and I unite when you don't even agree with the message?
Right.
How can you unite in service when you disregard? I'm not saying you do it intentionally, but if you cannot make yourself an effort to fulfill your part, how the rest of us are going to be good at fulfilling our part? I'm not saying that I am better than you. I'm saying we need to come all together,
right,
play the drama that is in front of us, and God will bless us.
Right.
But you cannot be running into church in the last minute.
Right.
That's not, show me that part in the message. Can anybody want to show me in the book? But you know that, you know better. So you want your church to be united. You want God to, you, and his presence to come down, and we have a good revival who worship.
Right.
Then do your part.
Amen.
I do mine. I'm not scolding you. I'm just telling you what the drama says. Because we believe the same message. We believe the same Bible. And it's not only for me. It's for all of us. And then the director gets in here. And we can start the drama today. And you can expect this. You come with expectation and you will get what you expected. You will. God will not disappoint you. He probably give you more than you expected. Greatly, exceedingly of what you want to. But you got to play your part. I do my best. I promise you. I love you and I will do my best to do my part so you can be blessed when you come to church. I come here at least 20 minutes before service because I had to meet with the musicians to pray. That's my part.
Yeah.
That's the musician part. And they're faithful to do it.
Yeah.
And you're going to come late after we play our part so you can be blessed?
Yeah.
This is not about us. This is about you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Today, they said, well, he is a historical God. See, some are serving a God in the future, in the past. We know he crossed the Red Sea. He did all this, and he was in the fiery furnace with the Hebrew children. What God is a God of history? See, he is not the same today. Man is ever glorifying God for what he did do, thinking of what he will do and ignoring what God is doing right here, right now.
Right.
And that's what we are here to tell you. This is a big drama.
Right. Sure.
And we want to get out of here. So we need to play our part so we can unite.
Yes.
And the rapture will happen.
Amen.
He says, that's just in man to do that. And it is the same thing today, brothers. It is the very same thing, oh mine. 174. Okay, I think I got a few minutes here. Amen. It says 174. That's your part. Thank you. I just heard one part. What about the rest of you? How can I play my part when you don't want to play your part? Your part was to say amen.
Amen.
Are you waiting somebody to coach you and to poke you when you If it's not in you, then I wonder what is in you. If the Spirit of the Lord is not here directing, then I don't know what else he is directing.
Right.
I don't have to poke you. I don't have to coach you. I don't have to pressure you to say amen. You came, just say amen.
Amen.
You know, let the devil hear the amen. Let this community hear the amen.
Amen.
That's why they're going to know that God is alive and well, and he loves you, and he loves us. When you, it's a shout in the camp. But when we just there, and one amen here, one amen over there, we are not, you know, lined up with the composer. Let's get back. He says, today, let's get back and get the symphony playing right. You know what? How can you make up to play right? Read the script. Find yourself in the scriptures. Find yourself what part is your part. And then don't let any spirits and demons in hell to stop you to play your part. And when you play your part, the pastor play his part, and the musician play the part, we will have a shout in the camp. But how can we expect something when we are not even doing our parts? We are getting what we're putting in it. That's all. And some of us do more than others. I'm not saying that that's better, good, or indifferent. You are not called to preach, and you're not called to play. We do different part, different gift. But everybody's doing their part. Now, don't tell me, well, you, the pastor, you need to come to church. Yeah, but you, and you're the actor, and if you don't come, how are we going to get this drama going?
Right.
He says, let's get back and get the symphony playing right. And I hope tonight we can get the symphony.
Yes.
We got a few more days of meeting.
Right.
Why don't you try to get the symphony?
Yes.
Do your part. Yes. Come in time.
Yes.
Say amen.
Yes.
Play your part.
Yes.
And God will bless you.
Yes.
He says, symphony playing right. Where they of the world can see. This is not in secret. This is not only here, you know. How the world is going to know that we love each other. How the world is going to know that God is real. How anybody's going to, you know, people come to this church sometimes, and sometimes what they see, long faces, long hair, and long dresses,
right.
You think they want to join it? They already got that.
Right.
They're looking for something better than that.
Right.
And they look at you. They don't look at the because they say, let me see the part that you're playing in this drama.
Right.
Yeah, long faces, long dresses, and sad faces. Well, you know, I got that out there in the Baptist. I might as well just stay there.
Right.
Listen, but when people come and they see you worshiping, acting together, doing your part, and then the angels come down, the oil of gladness, the oil of happiness, the oil can start coming down and start permeating through the church, and then you that never smile, now we see all your teeth and the one that you don't have too. See, but that is the Spirit of God. At least you're smiling. I don't know if you're smiling at me or laughing with me or laughing at me, but it doesn't matter. So he says, let's get the symphony playing right. So the world, when it sees you coming together, they says there's something. There's something different about these people. They got joy. They are glad. Even in the circumstances and the situation they're going through, they're still, you know, worshiping and praising the Lord. The world is going into chaos right now. There's a war almost. People are dying.
Right.
The world is not happy. And we are not happy in the physical sense. But it's another part of me that comes together. And is happy. Because this is getting closer and closer and closer. Play right. So the world can see. Jesus said, if I be lifted up in this earth, from this earth, I will draw all men unto me. And he is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Do you think God is the same yesterday, today, in that other church, but not here? Whatever he did there, he did yesterday, he has to do it today. whatever signs, whatever, you know, supernatural things he did, whatever healing, whatever he did yesterday, he has to do today. He cannot change. What changed? You know what changed? Us. Let's get back in the script. Let's get back in the harmony. Let's get back uniting together. Play your part. How do you know your part? Well, you know, your pastor. That's why we come to church. So you learn what is your part and what he do. And what he, and to recognize us when he come. You know, we train you. This is a place you get training. You know? He says, we identify, he says here, with him in Acts chapter 2. We are identified with them, with the same baptism, with the same things. All he was then, and all he is today, and all he was, and all he is, that's what we are. So what they have in the day of Pentecost, that hasn't changed. Amen. Whatever they had, I need to have it. Whatever was in the Alpha, it had to happen in the Omega. I don't want no less. Amen. At least the same. And they had some pretty good meetings. They were in one accord, in one mind. They sold what they have extra. They gave it to the poor. They was helping, see, one another.
Right.
The Bible says here in 1 John 5, 7, and almost there. I'm going to skip this thing. Let's go to Shalom. Brother Brown says, Lord, take me. Take me, Lord. God, don't ever let me get my mind. When you come to church, don't let Satan take your mind. Like Judas. I'm not calling you Judas, but he says like Judas. Open an extra dollar thinking about the next business deal or the next thing I'm going to do, the next project. Open some fashion. Well, I'm going to go shopping tomorrow. You ladies, sisters? No. Leave the world behind. When you come to the stores, leave your mind out there. If I leave yourself out there, just come in. He says, somebody to party. He says, Upon some fashions of the world, or somebody to pat you in the back. You know, I'm here because I want recognition. I don't need no recognition. I need to be accepted, but not by you. I'm already accepted by God, so I don't need no more acceptance. That's all I need. That He will accept me, and He already did in the beloved. He says, somebody to pat you in the back and say, "Oh, Brother Brandon, no." God, never let that happen to me. And I will just take the way with the Lord despise. See? Don't care what people said about you. Don't care that you are holy and than thou. Don't care what they call you. Branhamite, I don't care. I take my place, my part with the despised ones. I will be a brother to a man. Do everything that I can, Lord, to love people with all my heart. And that is how final goal, brotherly love.
Right.
Love people with all my heart. But Lord, never let me move from this word.
Right.
I want to rise up in the last days. And only those who are included in the great symphony. If you are part of this drama, you will raise. But you know if you are or not. Because the Spirit will lead you to play your part.
Right.
You know if you were chosen. You know if you were in the mind of God before the foundation of the world. And if you are, then play your part. And only those who are included in the great symphony, Lord, as I have tried to explain this afternoon, that's the one that comes for at the end. You know, I will play my part as hard as I can. And as a strong, I'm getting to be 73 in April. Well, wait a minute. With dyslexia, it's 37. Yeah, 37. 73. And at 73, I'm doing all that I know how to do. You know what? I don't care if that day Brother Branham says, that day I faced the Lord and he says, depart from me. It doesn't matter. He's just, he's God. He knows. But as long as I'm here, I will play my part with all I got. Brother Branham says, be the best at whatever you do. Well, don't you want to be the best? Coming to church, be the first one. I mean, if you're going to be the best, be the first. That's why he says, in everything you do, I don't care. He told Billy Paul, if you're going to be a bum, never work a day of your life.
Right.
If you're going to be the best in church, try to be the second one. You'll be the first one. If you want to be the best, said scream. Not just said amen. Scream, you know. Play your part. Because that is what this is all about. You need to be the best. Not for me, for him. He says, I want to rise up that in the last days, and not only those who are included in the great symphony, as I have tried to explain this afternoon, that's the one that comes forth at the end of the musicians. When the great resurrection and all the angels clap their hands and they're saying, go, my, I want to see that day. Amen. They are sitting in the stands and they're going, go, Eli, go. You almost there. Just no time to give up. This is the time to put everything on the race. It's no time to relax. This is the end. Make an effort. Put everything into it. Be the best. Be the best for him. Amen. And you will see the saints out there. You almost there. You almost there. Go. Go, Eli. Go. That's what I want to hear. See? I want to hear those angels out there, you know, clapping their hands. See, they don't know what we're experiencing. They never can even get close to experiencing what you and I are. They can never be saved. They don't know what is to be lost and be found. And the love of God, the grace and mercy of God, they don't know that. But you do. We do. So in that day, even the angels are clapping. You should be making more noise than the angels. They only seen the drama being unfold. But you are in the drama. They will never play this part. They can, but you can't play the part. And they are rejoicing that you are playing your part. The angels in heaven rejoice when they see you doing your part. He says, when the great resurrection and all the angels clap their hands and the saints go marching in, and those who has acted out, and those who have acted out. If you are not a Christian, if you're a Christian, you're not filled with the Holy Ghost, and you don't have a director, and you don't have this and that, how can you play your part? That's why you come to church, so we can tell you your part. He says, and all angels clap their hands, and the saints go march, and those who has acted out. Not that I wanted to act out, not that I should have acted out, those that acted out. Hallelujah. In that day, when I face God, I'm not going to tell him, well, you know, I'm sorry, you know, I tried this, or I tried that, I went to that church, I heard this. Trying is to get nowhere. We got to do it. If we profess that we believe this message, that we believe God, that we believe his word, then we got to do it. That is the proof that you are one united with God. Because you cannot believe God, believe the Holy Spirit, and not do it. You know what that's called? Iniquity. Knowing what to do and not do it. I don't want to be that day. Face God and say, I try. No. Even if it kills me, Brother Manuel, I'm going to do it. In fact, sometimes that's the easier way out of here than just live this life. This life is not easy to live. This message is not, but you don't need to do it yourself. That's why you have the Holy Spirit in your life. It's impossible for you and I to leave this message without the Holy Ghost. To line up and play your part. But in that day, then you see God saying, faithful and good servant. Because I push you for small things, little things. Come in the joy. And if you cannot have joy here, you think you have joy there? If you don't like the clapping and the noise and the amens and listening and me screaming from the pulpit, you're going to like that day. That day. Angels marching on. And those who has acted out that part, your part, in this great drama that we play, I pray, Lord, see? Unity in action. He write the book. He wrote the rules. He controls everything in all, through all, for all. And we cannot go against the prick like Paul did at one point. You know what happened? And sometimes we think that we know better than God. That we are, you know, sometimes we want to even correct the prophet. Who are we?
Right.
You are called to play the part.
Right.
Not to rewrite the part. Not to say, I like this, I don't like this. You know, the sermon should be shorter. You know, that we should have just 2 days of the week, Sunday morning only. Or, you know, we should start a little early and leave a little early to make up for, you know, coming early. Anyway, you can rewrite it all you want to. I already know the book, and I'm going to follow that book.
Good.
See? And those who have acted out the part in the guest drama, we play. We are praise the Lord. Amen. Stand up to your feet. You have been a good audience. And I pray that tomorrow you play your part.
Amen.
In fact, if you come early enough, I won't find my favorite seat. Somebody takes, that's okay. Because that's what happened, you know. I move anywhere because sometimes when I come, they take my seat. I don't care. Let me tell you, this is the beginning of this meeting. And I promise you, by the word of God, because he cannot fail me, cannot fail you, cannot fail, that if you do what you are called to do, whatever you want, at the end of these meetings, you can have it. All we have to do is throw your mind out, get the mind of Christ. All we have to do is find ourselves in the scriptures like Jesus did and play our part. And God will bless that part because that part is the word in you living out. He will bless that part. He will vindicate that part. Amen. Let us pray. Father, we love you and we thank you. We thank you for the spirit that is among this local body. Father, the spirit of joy, the spirit of gladness. Father, we thank you for your spirit, your presence. We thank you, Father, because you chose us before the foundation of the world to be part of this great redemption plan. Father, I didn't know. I just wanted to be saved. I didn't want to go to hell, but I got more than I even expected. I played in this great drama. This is the end times. Almost the curtains are closing. One of these days it will be the last sermon preached. One of these days it will be the last song sung. One of these days it will be a glorious day, Father.
Yeah.
A day that we will see you as you knew us, Father, from the very beginning. We love you, Lord, and we ask your blessings in this church. We ask your blessings on the rest of the services. We ask you, Father, that you will do exactly what you said you will do. Father, we will try our best, Father, to play our parts the rest of this week. Father, and even if you don't bless me, it is the right thing to do. Even if you don't bless me from now on, you have blessed me enough for an eternity already. Father, we thank you and we love you. And Father, even though there's no word to express that with whatever we have, with whatever language we have, Father, we tell you we appreciate everything you have done. We thank you for our friends, ministers that are here, Father. We thank you for the bond that we have in Christ Jesus coming together. That is what it's all about, Father. It is a body, and it's a body move. Father, we pray for the rest of this week. Father, may your will be done. Father, have your way. Father, we ask you. Father, we are not begging. It is our right, Father, to all the promises that you have given us. And we're going to claim them, Father. Thank you for the musicians, their service, the effort that they make to be here. Thank you for the deacons. Thank you for the teachers of Sunday school. Thank you, Father, for all those that made an effort to come today. Thank you, Father. I know you're going to reward them. Father, we are happy and we are glad that we are together, fellowship around your word. Bless again the rest of this week. Bless this church. Bless your people. Strengthen them. Give him health, Father. Strength in the body. Father, we just owe you so much, and we can't even pay. We can't even pay the price. But Lord, we thank you for your goodness, for your faithfulness in our lives. Thank you, Father. Thank you for being in our sides, never forsaking us, always helping us. Thank you because you always provide for us. Father, we are never alone. Never alone. Even in the most difficult times, you are there. And we thank you, Father. Father, as we close tonight the service, may you have preeminence in your body. May you glorify yourself. May you have preeminence in everything that we do. Father, we surrender tonight. Father, we surrender to you. Father, whatever we have, we give it to you, Father. We surrender our life, whatever is left over, God. You can have it. You can use it, Lord. Because you can take anything, Father. You took me from the world, and you can take me from the mud, and you clean me, and you fill me, and you make something beautiful out of your people. You can do that. And we are so grateful tonight that we can call you Father. In Jesus' name, we ask you all these things. Amen and amen. God bless you. Thank you for your time. And thank you for obeying the Holy Spirit. I know you will.
About the mechanics and dynamics, that you have to have all the mechanics in order. Everything has to be in place. And then when the dynamics hit, you'll see everything in motion. And we absolutely believe that. And we heard some really good thoughts on the mechanics here this evening, right? And the mechanics is the part that we do. So think about a motor, and you're wanting a car to run, and it's got a motor in it, and it's missing the carburetor, or it's missing the starter, or it's missing the battery, right? How's it ever going to get started if everything isn't there in its place, waiting for the dynamics, right? So just in one sense, it's just real simple thoughts, and I appreciate that so much, because he made it such as that a fool would not err therein, right? It's not beyond any of us, but it's deep at the same time, because the world misses this, you know. As the message started here tonight, the theme of the age is unity, right? And we can unite around anything, right? But the only thing that we're called to unite around is the Word. And it seems like that's the hardest thing to get people to do, you know? And I don't know about you, but I don't want to face him on that day with petty little excuses, you know? Well, I didn't feel good, right? So imagine if Jesus didn't go to the cross because he didn't feel good. He didn't feel good, right? But he did his part. Oh, I don't want to start preaching here, but think about it, friends. He did his part. And how faithful was he at it? And he did it as a man, right? That means anything that you throw up as an excuse, well, because I'm a human, I have this or that. He did it as a human. So he made all the human sacrifices, even battling against his own will there at the end, and you know, sweating great drops of blood, as we were talking about here the other night. So he totally played out his part. We've got our part to play. I don't think it's too much for him to ask. And we're actually a privileged people to have a part in this drama to play out, right? So I want to say here tonight, Lord, I want to play my part. And I want to do my very best. I want to give you my best. You deserve my best, right? And as was also said, you know, we're not all called to do the same thing, and we're not all called to do it at the same level, but we are all called to do something. So whatever it is that we do, do it with all of our hearts. What a way to start the meetings. Amen. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I need you more. More than yesterday, I need you more. More than words can say, I need you more than ever before. I need you more. I need you, Lord. Again, I need you. I need. Song I sing, more than the next heartbeat, more than anything. Time goes by, I will be by your side, 'cause I never want to go back to my old life. I need you. Yesterday, I need you more. More than words can say, I need you more. blessed be his wonderful name. Amen. Well, let's sing a couple more songs before we dismiss here tonight. And let's, starting tomorrow night, we'll have some snacks over here in the fellowship hall to we can have some fellowship after the service. We didn't plan it for tonight, but for the next few nights, so keep that in mind. Amen. Blessed be his wonderful name. Amen. Change my heart, O God. Change my heart, O God. Make it ever true. Make it ever true. Change my heart, O God. May I be like you. And again, change my heart, O God. Change my heart, O God. Make it ever true. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Change my heart, O God. May I be like you. Thou art the potter. For thou art the potter, Lord, I am the clay. Mold me and make me, so mold me and make me. Oh, this is what I pray. Hallelujah. Change my heart, O God. Make it ever true. Yes, dear Lord. Change my heart, O God. Hallelujah. May I be like when the music fades and all is stripped away, and I simply come, longing just to bring something that's of worth that will bless your heart. Yes, Lord, that's our desire. I'll bring you more than a song, for a song in itself is you have designed. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord. You search much deeper within, through the way things appear. You're looking into my heart. I'm coming back to the heart of worship, and it's all about you. Yes, Lord, it's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the thing that I made it, when it's all about you. Yes, it's all about you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. King of endless word, no one could express how much you deserve. Think about it. And though I'm weak and poor, Lord, all I have is yours. Every single breath, every breath is yours, Lord. Hallelujah. I bring you more than a song, for a song in itself is not what you have required.
It's all about you, Jesus. I'm coming back to the heart of worship. And it's all about you, yes, Lord. And it's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the thing that I've made it. When it's all about you, yes, it's all about you, Jesus. It's all about you. It's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. It's all about you. Yes, it's all about you. Lord, it's all about you, Jesus. It's all about you, Lord. It's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. I'm coming back to the heart of worship. When it's all about you, when it's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the thing that I've made it. And it's all about you, yes, Lord. It's all about you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. It's all about Him, friends. Amen. Amen. When I look into your holiness, I worship you. I worship you. The reason I live is to worship you. Well, you'll catch on. When I look into your holiness, when I gaze into your loveliness, when all things that surround become shadows in the light of you. I think we're a little too high. We're going to get in trouble. At least I am. When I found the joy of reaching your heart, when my will becomes enthralled in your love, when all things that surround become shadows, think about it, of you. Well, then that's when I worship you. I worship you, Lord. I worship you. Yes, I do. For the reason I live is to worship you. Yes, I worship you. I worship you, Lord. Yes, I worship you. Yes, I do. Lord, the reason I live is to worship you. When I see the signs in the skies, the reflection of your love to your then I rise on the wings of your Spirit to be with you. Hallelujah. As you whisper your secrets to my heart, and I answer from the depths of my soul, well, then I rise on the wings of your Spirit to be with you. Hallelujah. I worship you, Lord. And I worship you, Lord. I worship you. Oh, yes, I do. For the reason I live is to worship you. Yes, Lord, I worship you, Lord, I worship you, yes, I do, for the reason I live is to worship you. We'll sing that chorus one more time. Ask our Brother Manuel Salazar to come and dismiss us in prayer here tonight. Huh? Yes, Lord. Oh, I worship you. Yes, I do. For the reason I live. That's why I live, Lord. I live to worship you. Hallelujah. I want every part of me to worship you, Lord. Yes, I worship you, Lord. I worship you. Oh, yes, I do. For the reason I
amazing God that we serve. Why don't we just give the Lord a hand clap of praise this evening? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. My, what a masterpiece we heard tonight. My goodness, brother, that was all for me. I think he saw us come in late, and Brother Doug, I was sweating it bad. But you know, we had to set up things back home and get the preacher, and I brought my deacon, and so you know, in the spirit of unity, we wanted to be here for all the meetings. We could have just said, you know, we'll just show up Thursday, you know, because we got to, you know, but the Lord blessed, and we got a babysitter, and so we were able to come out tonight. So we did all we could do to get here. You know why, Brother Eli? Because we love that unity, brother. We love that unity, and I believe that's an amazing way to start off the service. I mean, Brother Doug just had me up here to pray, but I just want to say something really quick in the spirit of unity. You know, in all seriousness, you know, just about a week ago, you know, that there was a nation that was eating and drinking and marrying and giving in marriage. And then that day came, and it changed everything for them. And, you know, we found out that there was young men and women and old men and older women. And the day before that, maybe they were at a cafe or at a restaurant, maybe they were at the gym, and you find out the next day they were being handed AK-47 rifles. You know, their nation was at war, And so now we've heard it, we've seen it all, and you know, we know that they came into unity to fight against the enemy. But I was, as the brother was preaching unity tonight, I said, you know what, we're at war. And you know that great drama that you were talking about, brother, that devil, he's at war with you. And I want to tell you, it's going to take every one of you, you older people, you younger people, you ladies, you men, you young people, all of us together. All of us together. Let's bow our heads. Dear precious Heavenly Father, Lord God, your word is amazing, Lord God. Lord God, and it's right on time, Father. And the vessel you used tonight, Lord, it spoke to our hearts, Lord Jesus. Lord, we're excited to be in unity in these services, Father. Lord, that we can gather together, Lord God, under your word, Lord God, under your headship, that when the minister speaks those words, Lord God, may the Holy Spirit come and just bless each and every person. Father, we just pray now for the pastor tonight, Lord God. Bless our brother Doug, Lord God. Lord, bless his wife and the church here, Father. Lord, for doing all they can to make us feel welcome, Lord God, to put on these meetings, Lord God, in this time, Father. I pray, Lord God, that the Holy Spirit would take complete control of all these meetings, Lord God. Bless them in a mighty way, Lord God. Let the unity of your bride be, Lord, all the things that we griped about or we whined about or we came or maybe we came from other churches and tried to change this one or that one. But Lord Jesus, let us all get under your headship, Lord God. Your unity tonight, Father. Lord, no more whining. No more complaining, Lord God. Just your love, Lord God, is our prayer, Lord. Bless our brother Eli for yielding himself, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that you touch his leg and touch his body, Father. Bless his family, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, now that you take complete control of all these services. Bless your people. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen and amen.
Hallelujah. So this is the chip. We'll hear from the block later. Thank you for coming, Brother Leo. Yeah. Amen. So was it a 10-hour drive? 9-hour, 10? Yeah. So, you know, you certainly came further than we did to come to church. So we'll give you a pass on that. No, it means a lot that you're with us tonight. But, you know, it just... And we completely understand if you couldn't be here with us tonight, but it means a lot because you made the effort to do it, you know. And God is, I mean, do you see how the unity of how this is coming together already? Him not knowing that, and it's being played out, right? You're seeing the word, you're seeing the script being played out. You're hearing it go forth, but it's being lived at the same time, right? God vindicating his own word. So, amen. We're in great anticipation. Amen. We're just getting started here. And with this great start work, you know, the sky's the limit. Why? Actually, there is no limit, right? Right. How do you put a limit on it? Amen. So let's just, amen. I worship you as we dismiss here tonight. I worship you. I worship you, oh yes I do, Lord, the reason I live is to worship you, oh I worship you. I worship you, oh yes I do, for the reason I live is to worship you, amen. Keep me true, keep me true. Jesus, keep me true. Keep me true, Lord Jesus, keep me true. For there's a race that must be run.
There are victories to be won every hour by thy power. Amen. I'm rusty, keep me true. Lord Jesus, keep me true. Is that your desire? Keep me true, Lord Jesus, keep me true. For there's a race that I must run. There are victories to be won. Every hour by thy power, keep me true. And again, oh, keep me true. Lord Jesus, keep me true. Keep me true, Lord Jesus, keep me true. There's a race that I must run. There's victories to be won. Keep me true one more time. Oh, keep me true, Lord Jesus, keep me true. You're dismissed. Keep me true, Lord Jesus, keep me true. Oh, there's a race that I must run. There's victories to be won. Keep me true. Okay, one more time. Oh, keep me true, Lord Jesus, keep me true. Oh, keep me true, Lord Jesus, keep me true. There's a race that I must run. There are victories to be won. By thy power, keep me true.